5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Tony, it's been a while, man. What, this is like almost like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
We've been busy boys.
Yeah, we're slacking boys.
Busy, slacker, slacky-dacky boys.
Yeah, we're just a couple of fucking busy sluts, you know? Just too busy to record.
Yeah. How you been, man? Been a while since I've seen you.
I've been pretty tired watching the leaves fall, you know?
Dude, it is wild that it's just like 80 degrees and straight up everything's still dying.
I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
The heat?
As opposed to fucking me raking leaves in December.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Is that mic towards you?
I'm sorry. What do you mean?
Like the actual spot.
That's why I asked you if you could hear me.
It sounds a little weird.
The MXL is right towards my fucking fat lips.
All
right,
you sound great.
Oh, my mustache is rubbing the thing.
Yeah.
How much closer? I'll deep throat it.
Yeah, just put it inside your throat.
But no, I'm totally quiet. All
right, do you want to switch chords real quick? Hang on. And we're back. Okay.
All
right. Wow, what a good mic. Wow, you sound great,
dude.
Much
better.
Man, now your beard's not...
I told you I was finger banging this mic with my mouth hole.
Yeah, you were finger... That's a weird statement. Anyway, so, how you been, dude? What have you been up to, other than watching the leaves fall? You were saying that, like, oh, yeah, I like this 90-degree weather.
Because it dries out the leaves and lets them fall before December 5th.
Oh, so you're just saying raking in cold. I'd rather rake in the cold than the heat.
I'm not going to rake them, but at least they'll be down.
Aren't you just going to mow over them?
I mulch over for the first third of them, and then I rake the last two-thirds. Mm.
Little Rakeon, that's what I call you.
What?
Rakeon from Jackass.
Oh, my God.
CKY
know.
Videos. He was the dude with the long hair that's like, period, bro, it is gross. You don't remember that?
Oh. I didn't know that was his name. Rake.
Rakeon.
Anyway, what's it mean?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I'm not fucking not his babysitter. What else you been up to, dude?
Just watching a lot of old Rakeon videos.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Freaking sick dude. Who knows what that's got.
I think the quote was like, mustard and period blood are the two grossest things on this earth.
Yeah, he's a guy that looks like a fucking lunatic.
Yeah. Well, you went out today to the fucking flea market, picked up a lot of fucking mattresses with fleas written all over them.
Nope.
And
nope. Didn't go to the...
Do you know why they're called flea markets?
No. Because they sell fleas?
No, because back in the day, there was like a market for poor people, and everything was flea-ridden, so they called it the flea market.
There was one vendor that looked like it was just the junk.
Is that a trash pile?
No one around it, and it was tables of like stuff that I was like, no, this straight goes in the garbage. This is an empty box. Like, this is two of the three things you need for this. Like, it was just nothing.
That's weird.
It was very weird. Like, Tupperware with no lids. Like... I was like, where is the rusted like spatula?
Ew.
It's rusted.
Yeah, this has food still on
it. Yeah.
This wasn't even clean.
That's a Taco Bell bag.
Empty. With the ripped sauce packets.
Just old sauce bags.
Yeah, can't wait to see you again.
Yeah.
Right on. What else did you get there? Some empty sauce packets.
Got some cheesy popcorn. And I got some...
Cheesy popcorn? Is it the one in the tins that people get
for
Christmas?
No, like just a bag of cheesy popcorn.
Now, is it like see-through bag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a simple, classic,
You think you can make that yourself?
Probably, but it's a very nice flavor because it's not like cheap cheesed flavor. It tastes like cheddar. It's good. Then...
Dude, did you see that fucking new Cheez-It pizza from Pizza Hut?
Excuse me.
Cheez-It pizza.
It's Cheez-Its.
Like it's like a giant Cheez-It, like piece... And it's stuffed with, like, pepperoni and cheese.
Sounds fucking disgusting.
I'm so hyped.
You're so stiped?
Siped. I was stoked and hyped at the same time, sir.
Siped
I'm stiped.
Out. I'm siped up for
I'm
it.
Fucking stiped.
You're gonna get it?
Fuck.
I thought you were on a diet.
Not yet, dude. Monday.
When?
Monday.
When are you getting it tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, sure.
All right.
Use that.
Let
fucking
me know how that bathroom goes.
Use that, dude. I got Chipotle.
Yeah. Pour it up.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I was having a hard time walking after I shit because my butthole was so on fire.
Josie, get the walker.
Dude, no. I was like, get the baby powder. I need to cool this motherfucker. Maybe some sour cream.
Sometimes I just go straight to the shower.
Bunghole, you know?
Afterwards.
Oh, no, I had to go to work.
Oh.
Yeah, with a spicy fucking bung.
It's not like it matters, though.
No, it doesn't.
Luckily.
What else did you get at the flea market other than your cheddar popcorn?
Oh, I got cheddar popcorn. And then I got a mix. I got some buffalo chicken mac and cheese. It was a little bit. And then I said, throw on some Italian sausage and peppers, and I mixed it up.
Dude, you're fucking in love with jalapenos and sausage.
Yeah. And then I got cracker.
Mm.
I tasted it. It was a sampling of a cracker.
A cracker.
It was just one cracker, but it was spicy jalapeno guacamole flakes you put on Ritz crackers. And you just shake it up like a mix bag.
Whoa.
And it sticks to the cracker. And I just ate it, and it's super spicy. Had some spicy beef jerky I had a sample of. I've been just spicing.
I wonder why you're so sweaty.
Well, it's because I'm full of spice.
And it's 84 degrees outside.
And sauces.
Yeah. I've been eating hot sausage, hot jalapenos, and spices, and then I walk around in 84 degree weather. I don't understand why I'm so sweaty. Can I get the buffalo mac and cheese, please? God, why is my nose running?
Classic, Tony. I've been really going deep on some spice, though. Last night, I got mild ring and sausage pizza, but it was not
banana pepper.
Yeah,
that's so weird. People were like, "Yeah, do you have the they call them like yellow peppers?" And I'm like, "Yeah, banana peppers are like yellow peppers." I'm like, "Right on."
I mean, no.
Still getting that.
Calling
a
mild
idiot.
Ring sounds better than even yellow pepper.
Yeah,
because it's a yellow pepper.
Yeah, it's a green pepper that's not fully.
Yeah,
yeah,
which has nothing to it other than sweetness.
No, yeah, you're right.
But yeah, I got that, and then we went and got some prune plums. You know.
Ew, plums?
Or prune plums.
Well, aren't prunes just dried out plums?
No, they're like prune plums, like they're little ovals. It's weird.
I thought prunes were like raisins of grapes.
Don't ask me. I don't know. It's like the shape of a big raisin. Looks like a fucking walnut.
Yeah, so it's all shriveled?
No, totally smooth, like a nut.
Like, it looks like a purple nut.
Got a handful of those little purple nuts.
Yeah, just started chucking those down, cool off my spice.
Sucking those down.
You like prunes?
I like prune plums.
You're fucking like 95.
I know.
Ooh, prune plums are on sale.
Oh, are those dates?
My God.
Is it some rhubarb? That's about it. Then we got some other shit at this.
You didn't buy like anything like cool trinkets? Like, oh, an old fucking Nazi knife.
Well, no. Last week I went there too on Saturday.
Jesus Christ, you live here.
Yeah, and I got a multi-tool, like a Gerber multi-tool.
Like the baby?
Nope,
food?
Like the people who make knives and multi-tools.
Oh, the Swiss.
Yes, kind of. But they're from
from Gerbly.
Washington, I think. Seattle, Washington.
Okay. Gerbly.
It's real tight, dude. It's a $40 multi-tool I got for $10, and I cleaned it up and oiled it and
Dang,
sharpened
why don't
you the blades.
Me up one, dude?
What?
I need multi-tools, probably.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
They're good.
$15.
It'll be $29 because yeah. I cleaned it and sharpened
$10
it.
$10 off.
That's fun.
Yeah, I sharpened it with my whetstone.
There's guns. There's bikes. There's motorcycles. There's all kinds of
bicycles
shit there.
Bicycles?
There's hundreds of bicycles.
Wow.
There's an entire zone for bicycles.
Do they have the stationary bicycles?
They have everything. Literally, like there's like 20 football fields full of this shit.
20?
It's a lot.
400, wait.
Wow.
2,000 yards.
If not more, man. It's gigantic.
Jesus Christ.
Edge to edge. And there's a car show and a swap meet.
What's a swap meet?
Where it's just pure trade.
What do you trade?
I got some, you know, some gold bars and you got some, like, bullets. I'll trade you.
Yeah, here's my chickens.
Yeah, here's two chickens for your rice.
Whoa.
Trade.
That's just
no
that's
money, just trade.
Can you trade sexual acts?
I think it's mainly that.
Yeah.
Blowjob for a plunger. Yeah.
Yeah. Or bicycle out of the 300. Yeah. Take a shot in the mouth. You're going to ride this home today.
Lawnmower, put your butt here. Yeah, it's fun. I do it. And then I get a lot of walking, and then I get sweaty. And
then I eat a bunch of hot things.
I eat a bunch of hot stuff to cool off. Doesn't help. And then I go home.
That sounds nice. Yeah. It's a nice Saturday.
We have fun.
Yeah, we haven't really, I don't think I've done that much. I mean, I haven't even been playing Destiny in like forever.
Yeah.
I got my awesome Solstice gear. That was pretty neat.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Solstice of Heroes. It looks fucking tight. And then tight. I went and did some, you know, some fucking exotic quests. Got my Thorn.
Perfect.
And all that. It's
you
been
don't
good.
Even like that.
What?
Thorn.
No, I didn't. But yeah. I wanted to get the exotic quest off my shit. Actually, it might have not even been Thorn. It's the one where you can shoot your teammates and it gives them health.
Oh.
Yeah, it's weird because you kill things and it takes a soul and then it can heal. Thorn poisons people. Yeah, that's what it is. It's like the opposite. So yeah, that's about all I did, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Haven't really been doing much, you know.
Yeah.
Saw the old parents. You helped me move a washer and dryer. That was pretty
neat.
Well,
let's not downplay it. We moved an entire moving truck full of shit, including washer and dryer. Because there was almost not enough room for everything.
No, there wasn't. My brother had to give me the chemicals Rockne's.
That's
have you
wild.
Ever had the lobster mac and cheese from Rockne's?
You asked me that the day of, and I said I don't like fucking seafood. You're like, so you probably haven't.
So no?
No?
Yeah.
Let's get a snack.
Yeah, you want to go real quick? It's like $3.75.
But no.
Dude, it's way good.
I mean, I imagine it is for someone who enjoys that.
Why? Do you don't like crab? Have
no.
you had crab?
Yeah.
When was the last time you had crab?
Years.
Okay, you should try it again. I think you would like it. You have a pretty like open palate.
But I mean, like, is it like a fillet of fish?
It's not sausage. No, I hate fish.
I love filet of fish.
Oh.
I like fish fillets.
I don't like, fish flavored anything.
I like a halibut fried, like a fish fry.
Sure.
Yummy.
Bob and I got shark steaks one time.
Yeah, gross. Stupid idiots.
It was fucking awful.
Yeah.
They were like burgers or something, and he was like, dude, this is going to be good. And I was like, yeah, let's try it. And I went through like half, and I was like, yeah, this is definitely, it just tastes like a giant fish.
Yeah.
That's A1.
Probably a horribly fishy fish.
Yeah.
I like a fish that doesn't taste like fish too much.
That's why I like crab. Because crab has like a different taste to it.
I don't like the texture of shrimp.
Okay, I can
see
that.
There's not a shrimpy taste, really. It's more of like...
No, shrimpy has like a... Shrimp has
like
a taste to it.
Like, I get it fried, and if I did it, I'd do like a popcorn shrimp.
Dude, that's good, right? Because it's like salty?
It's okay. It's doable, but I would not be like, please give me more.
Yeah, is there a Long John Silver's around?
Yeah, I'd be like, is there a hush puppy to wash this down? Because this is kind of gross and shrimpy.
Got my money back.
That cocktail sauce, what's that made of?
Is that ketchup?
I'm going to chug it.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you have some tartar?
I don't know, man. I feel like...
Crab with what?
Crab rangoon, you like that?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's cream cheese.
Well, all right, so seafood cream, you'd probably like that. It's fucking crab meat with cream cheese.
I'd probably like a crab cake.
That's like the same thing as crab rangoon, right?
Well, it's a crab cake, so it's like mixed with, I think it's crab meat.
Okay.
Mixed in with like some sort of like a sour cream or cream cheese, and then deep fried.
Yeah,
and you just eat it on a bun or like break it apart.
Yeah,
that's probably good.
Let's go get some crab after this. Huh?
Why?
I don't know. Just get we'll get like fucking what are they called? Like king like snow crabs,
king crabs.
Yeah, we'll just crack the legs and shit. See, crab like out of the legs is it's really good, but it's just messy and hard to eat.
I don't mind like a silly fun time. Like I'm a loosey goose, you know. Kind of guy.
I crack walnuts all day.
I'll snap a peanut open all day and chug
Dude,
it.
Peanuts are
pistachios.
Fucking...
You remember me putting them on my titties?
Jesus.
Like all the shells and the.
Oh my God. All those shells. I'd find those fucking everywhere.
You can't catch them all.
No, you cannot. And you could not catch barely any of them. Let's be honest. They were all over, like around your chair. I'm like, he had to have stepped up and walked over all, like, ow. Wow, this
my
is.
My feet are immune to
ground
pistachio shells.
Uncomfortable. But I remember like getting like peanuts like in a bag that like weren't already
yeah.
deshelled, and I'm like, who would want to do this? This is like fucking like, hey, you want to eat some sunflower seeds? They do nothing for you, and they take about 1 minute each to get out.
Yeah, I mean, it's like being like,
you were big into sunflower seeds too. You just like get them and then spit the fucking shell out
the
and
craps
shit
out. Yeah,
yeah, and
suck
then
the salt off and.
Yeah, and then you'd have like this tiny little baby seed, and you'd have to eat 1,000 of them to ever like feel anything.
You know what's pretty dope is pumpkin seeds.
I'm not a big fan of pumpkin seeds.
If you put them in the oven with some olive oil, salt, and pepper, yummy.
Yeah, olive oil, salt, and pepper. Yep, that sounds about like your Saturday nights.
That's about what I do.
Have you seen any cool trailers or any cool news or anything like that? It's been 3 weeks, so I would assume that something happened.
News.
It Chapter 2 came out, and I see an article right here. It Chapter 1 is so much better than the sequel.
We're going to make a supercut, which will probably improve it.
Yeah, I think that like once they do, I hope that they make a supercut because I would definitely buy that, even though I own the first one already.
It's a real bummer.
Yeah.
Because.
Go ahead.
Because you knocked it out of the park.
It was amazing.
All you had to do was follow the same recipe.
I wonder why it's not. Well, people are thinking that it's not as good. I think it's still going to be good. I haven't seen it yet, but I am stoked on it.
I don't know. I'll probably wait till a DVD on that.
You're not going to go see it in theaters?
I don't know. I don't think so. Unless I like get really inspired this weekend or next weekend to go alone.
I forgot.
What?
Courtney doesn't like clowns.
No, she doesn't like horror. Like, I'm like, hey, I'm watching Ash versus Evil Dead. She's like, is it gory? And it's like them being bathed in fucking blood and guts. She's like, okay, I'm going to throw up. I'm like, it's not always like that. It's always like that.
Yeah, that show is.
That show is always like that.
It's good, though.
Like, rivers of blood.
Well, think about, like, fucking.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Awesome.
I mean, like, they stay so true to the. Well, that was also. Sam Raimi had, like, a huge hand in that. I think exec producer or directed. I can't remember.
It's so true and dope. But, like, yeah, for sure she's not, like, into. She looks like a. Like, horror that's, sorry, I guess, more human grounded. Like, Scream and, like, fucking, like, what. You know, I Know What You Did Last Summer, but not demon shit. Doesn't want to watch The Exorcist. Doesn't want to watch Aliens. Doesn't want to watch.
Exorcist is raw.
It is raw, but more like the elemental shit, like demons and spirits.
That's the kind of horror that I'm fucking hard on.
And that's where she's like, nah, 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 nah. Like,
I love that. Like, Hereditary, dude, that guy's a 3-star on Amazon. Fuck y'all.
Who did?
I don't know, but I was looking through Amazon one day. I was like, I'm going to try to see if they have like any cool shows. They've knocked it out of the park with Good Omens. The Boys is fucking like one of my favorite things ever. So I was looking to see like more of their actual content.
Yeah.
Everything's rated 5 stars. I'm like, probably not 5 stars. Well, let's see how they rated Hereditary. 3. I was like, fuck this. Don't believe it.
They're doing something.
They're doing something, and I hate them for it.
They're trying to knock it down.
Yeah, I haven't really seen any fucking cool trailers or anything like that either, dude. I'm trying to think if I have. I don't even know if I have any news written down.
No.
Let me check.
Mainly, it's like we just got to get through our list of the giant shit we've seen.
Yeah, I've seen a lot. All right, let's go through weekly recommendations and rejections. I started watching The Righteous Gemstones because you told me to.
Yeah.
I'm completely caught up. It is one of the best shows ever.
It's so good.
It's so funny. It's so neat. It's well done. It's very unique in its sense of like what it's about. And you take, if you would have, when you told me it was like about a televangelist, I was like,
Yeah, but then I go, it was written and directed by Danny McBride. It's rated R.
It's like his brainchild, and it's incredible. Did you see the last episode?
Nope. Saving it.
It's a
I'm building up a little bit.
Oh, are you going to try to like binge a couple? Yeah, the first episode's like an hour, and they're all like 30 minutes. I banged through that fucking season and like, or the first 4 episodes in like one sitting. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
This sucks.
It's great, though.
It is, but the last episode, it's a rewind and you see the wife of John Goodman, and like Danny McBride's character is like 13 and Julie or Judy is like 11 and they're about to have their other child, like just find out, and so you see like baby Billy like as a younger dude. It's awesome. It's a really, it's a strong episode, and Danny McBride's not even in it. None of the characters are except for John Goodman and his wife and baby Billy.
That's cool.
I think you'll dig it. It's good. I give Righteous Gemstones like a fucking 10. It's a blast.
Yeah, it's a blast.
It's a really neat concept.
All the other pastors are really funny. Like,
yeah, the
his
other pastors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I highly recommend it. If you got HBO, fucking watch it.
Mm-hmm. I watched a documentary called Hail Satan.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
It's all about the Church of
Satan.
Satan, like trying to get statues erected on like city halls where the Ten Commandments are. Like, if you have that, you should have this.
It's like,
and it's not like they even really want it there.
No.
They more so want to say like, yo, do you want us to put ours there? No. Well, then remove that one.
Yeah.
And we're good. It's more so, yeah, like, yo, just separate that shit.
Well, Satanism isn't like, you know, the dark lord.
No.
Satanism is mainly about celebrating yourself and having yourself perceived as a god, not to look up to something else to give you things. You
should, they don't even like
come from within
say
for,
that they worship a Satan. They don't pray to a Satan.
Right. For like, oh, dark lord, master, his infernal
Please
majesty.
Give me the blood right powers.
Yeah. No. It's all about self-satisfying needs instead of outwardly trying to be kind, I guess.
Being confident and kind and like honest to yourself.
Well, it's about like, don't treat people
well, they have
shitty.
Ten commandments. Commandments.
Commandments.
I commend myself 10 times.
Yes.
You good boy.
Here's a pat on the back. Yeah, they do have like a rule set, but it is like your birthday is like Christmas. because that's a celebration of you.
Goddamn right it is.
And like, and it is like, treat your neighbor as you would want to be treated, because if you're a shithead, you'll get that.
Shit.
Yeah, you'll get that back in return. But yeah, Satanism isn't all about, it's just the fact that it's called fucking Satanism.
Yeah, people really like, hey, hangs, I'm Satan. Yeah, oh no.
Really hangs people up on the whole thing. How'd you like the documentary?
Are you going to bleed my daughter dry? Maybe.
Yeah, I might kill your fucking little dog.
You ever seen Lords of Chaos?
Oh my God. I recommend that to people so much. I'm like, it's like way brutal, but it's so good.
Like way good luck.
Yeah, what is it, Rory Culkin? Mm-hmm. He's the one in it? Dude, the Culkin family is awesome.
Wild.
They're so good.
I give it like a 7 out of 10. It was kind of stupid. And the guys who run the Church of Satan, Netflix, okay. I think. The guys who run the Church of Satan are big fucking idiots. Like, it's just a bunch of morons. Like, yeah. Just like, they're like, yo, you want our merch? I'm like, ew, just...
Honestly, it's like, yeah, you can join, but you need to give us $500 first.
We're real broke, because this is not a cash cow the way the old Christians are.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Succession, I'm caught up on that. This new season is fucking awesome, and I hate the fact that HBO releases one at a time.
I love...
Can't stand it.
...seeing the main son.
Oh, Kendall?
Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
I watched The Big Short again.
Okay.
Shock. He's... like one of the main guys with
Steve
Carroll's dudes.
He's one of the three.
Yeah, one of his like assholes. Yep. And he's such a fucking Kendall in that movie. He's like, where the fuck's the money, motherfucker? Like, where'd you get that shirt? Do they make it for men? Like,
I love the...
He's very asshole rich guy.
But it's funny because he's like asshole rich guy that grew up in the fucking 90s during the hip hop movement. So he has like that fucking twang to him. Like, yo,
he's
what's
like
up,
Brooklyn
bro?
Ghetto.
Yeah, do you want to fucking pound the rock, man? All
he's
right,
like,
cool.
The dude that like taps a baseball bat while he's talking on the phone about stocks.
No, we're definitely going to like, you know, like fuck this stock right in his fucking mouth and then, you know, fucking come on its face and then we'll call it even. You're like, whoa, like, Jesus Christ.
No. He's way too fucking excited to fucking kill himself. He's not gonna do it. Watch.
Yeah,
like he wants to fuck him too bad.
Succession is fucking incredible. Josie was not a fan, and I think it's because it's like very dry, but it feels to me like a Game of Thrones.
But she is now, or just wasn't like, nah.
I watched the half of the first episode and I was like, yo, you should watch this is like way good, because like that had cousin Greg thrown up in the mask and shit, and I was like, it's hilarious but not supposed to be. Like I laugh out loud at the show so much is because of the tension and awkwardness.
Yeah.
And she's like, this shit's just boring. Same thing with like House of Cards. I don't think she likes that setting.
That's fine.
Businessy. But I give Succession
each
like a
to
10.
Their own.
I love Succession. It's so good. And fucking Kieran Culkin. Nail every actor in it's amazing.
Yeah.
Cousin Greg is one of my fucking favorite things ever.
Cousin Greg is so, like, he says everything that every other character won't to one another.
Dude.
Like an idiot would.
When he.
But also like a honest dude.
Yeah, I feel like we're breaking a lot of laws, so like I made copies of everything and
what's up, Greg?
Yeah, I'm sorry, and I feel bad for blackmailing you, but like I think I have to have this in my back pocket. And he was like, you are a scumbag. I love you, man.
Fucking scumbag.
God, but in the beginning when he's like, oh, this is cousin Craig. They're like, isn't it Greg? He's like, I'll answer to both. Honestly, Craig and Greg sound very similar, so
I'm
whatever.
Very hungry.
Yeah. Had an 8-hour drive with a stinky old man that hates me.
Let's not talk or listen to music.
Yeah, he's like, it's a 9-hour drive. He's like, eyes on the road.
Focus.
Dude, Succession's so tight. Oh, I highly recommend it. What else you see?
I also watched Wu-Tang.
Oh.
It's a series on Hulu, I think.
Okay.
And it's it's like The Wire, but it's about Wu-Tang. So, like, it's as intense as The Wire. It's all about them drug fucking dealing, gang banging, fucking selling crack, fighting other blocks. Like, but in the background, these kids are like, I don't want just this. Like, listen to this beat I made. And like it's like ODB and like RZA like making beats to take their mind off the street shit.
Yeah.
But all their friends are like, yo, cut that shit, bro. Like, we got to fucking sell rock. Like, go. And he's like, one more fucking track. Like, let's go do this rap battle. Like, one day, like, fucking let's chill. Like, Big Brother goes to jail. He has to quit making beats. Like, it's fucking dope. Like, very dope.
Did you watch the whole season?
It's episodic, so it's releasing like... So I watched the first four episodes, and that's
so
all that's out.
So it's not Hulu original. It's just Hulu has it. I got you. That's cool. That sounds awesome.
It's fucking sweet.
Did you watch the Defiant ones?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen that yet, and I think that might be the next thing I
watch.
Those
are fantastic.
Yeah, I hear it. I fucking, and that's like my core of what I like of like hip hop is like Dre and shit like that. That sounds cool.
The Wu-Tang is good too, because like they talk about like, yo, like y'all heard Nas? Like, that dude's like popping over here on this in this other borough, and then Biggie is like making mixtapes like in this other borough.
Yeah, that's kind of that's fucking
it's
wild.
Wild.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, like, and they talk about it in this other documentary. They're like, you had West Coast that wanted like style and smooth fucking like tone. Then you had the New York shit that had to come hard,
right?
So they were bumping harder than everyone. Then you had like Nas, who was this sort of poet who did his own thing, and then Wu-Tang was this like one engineer and all these collaborators, and no one had done 9 MCs and one fucking producer.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is that?
So you have the same sounding track, yeah, but you have 9 different voices on
it. To make it
yeah
a crazy experience. And they're like, dude, it's like, we were so blessed in the 90s. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
That's cool. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, Hip Hop Evolution is a show, and it's like got 10 episodes. It's like Defiant Ones, and it's about different zones, south,
did you listen
south,
to like
west.
A lot of Wu-Tang?
I mean, I listened to Wu-Tang forever, like the main, like, yeah, 36 never, Chambers like, album never, is yeah fucking great.
I never really got into it. Yeah. That was when I was like hitting my metal phase.
But it's also kind of like, if you don't like J5 or you don't like Tribe Called Quest,
I love Jurassic 5,
then you'd probably love Wu-Tang.
Yeah, and the only reason why I like Jurassic 5 is because like Stay Golden was in a skate video, and I was like, yeah, this is the fucking tightest song. And then I saw them live for some reason. They were at like Lollapalooza.
If Triumph you know, was like, in the a little, skate video, you'd love,
you know, the Wu-Tang. Little, you know, the little MC that has like the dreadlocks in Jurassic 5? He was like as tall as I am.
Oh, yeah.
He, I got his signature that day.
That's nice.
Yeah, he was going to do his van. I was like, yo, can I get your autograph? He was like, yeah, he signed a Spitfire shirt of mine. Lost it.
Bong.
Bong. Mindhunter, season 2. Oh, what do you give fucking Wu-Tang?
Oh, 10 out of 10. It's
10 deep impacts. We're
good.
Fucking giving
it's
away.
It's great actors.
Okay.
Like, great acting.
Does it remind you of Straight Out of Compton?
It reminds me of Straight Out of Compton and The Wire. Because there's some raw shit that's happening.
I'm more so meant, like, in the fact of, like, when you're watching Straight Out of Compton, you're like, oh, this is like, it's like a fucking origin story, but superhero, but based on Dr. Dre and Ice Cube.
Yeah, but this is an origin story of a band I had no fucking clue about their origin. So I was like, god damn, these raw motherfuckers.
That's
like,
actually,
and RZA
yeah,
executive
gotcha
produces, so
that's cool.
It's not like he's gonna be like, hey, I never sold crack. Like, don't put that in there.
Ew. Mindhunter season 2, if we finish that,
yeah,
way good. Now, spoilers if you haven't seen it, but not really a spoiler.
Yeah.
You made it sound like this was going to be a lot about BTK.
No.
And you're like, you said that like the main thing of this one is BTK, and I was like,
the main preview you see,
that's the first one as
is
well.
It's all BTK.
The first
you're
season,
seeing, you know when BTK was caught, right?
Yeah, like fucking not that long ago.
2003.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, it's within like 20 years.
It's totally just showing like the evolution of someone coming up as they're learning their psychology.
I understand what you're, but yeah, that was in the
more
first
so like,
and
yeah
second season.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the first season, I was like,
but I feel like you see more of BTK in this second season. More of his,
you see more of the serial killer aspect,
yeah,
instead of like the dude.
Yeah.
I understand
not
that.
Not him just arguing with clerks, but more like him like choking himself and fucking killing him.
Yeah.
Like,
but yeah, I fucking love Mindhunter. I think it's fucking almost a perfect show. I'm so bummed that there's not more. That's like a good sign to me is when I'm like, god damn, I wish I would have found this like 4 years later so there would be like 5 seasons for
no,
me to
no
binge watch.
You'd be on it.
Yeah, I love Mindhunter.
Well,
I'm
pumped on Evil Dead 2. I mean, Evil Dead, because I'm watching
Ash Versus
3 seasons. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen the third season yet. I watched the first two, and then I don't think the third was out yet on Netflix, so I didn't watch
so
that.
So cool.
What season are you on? We'll just go into that.
Second,
okay.
So, Lucy Lawless is in there.
She's like full-fledged in there now.
Yeah.
She was kind of like a side character at the beginning.
I was like, good for her.
Yeah,
she's
doing something.
She's in Spartacus.
Fucking Xena, dude.
Yeah, Xena, Spartacus, and then this.
Yeah.
She has like crazy TV runs. Like, her shows are like,
yeah,
massive shows that she gets in.
Yeah, it's like, oh, she's been gone for a while, but she's probably been living great off that fucking Warrior Princess money.
Yeah, because honestly, like, it's in syndication on WB. Like,
dude, remember that show in Hercules?
Yep.
Wow.
And
did I watch
the crossovers?
Yeah, yeah, that was tight as fuck. That was like, damn, that you never really saw like the crossovers in shows.
Yeah.
Especially of like action-y shows.
Then there was the Buffy Angel stuff.
No,
but that was
sure
after.
Way after.
Da, 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 da. In a land of,
oh,
like,
yeah,
that's how
wow
her song goes.
Yeah, you're totally
like,
right.
When there's like voiceover,
like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her friend like Jubilee with a fucking bow staff.
Yeah, Jubilee.
Jubals, come here. Oh, what are we still?
We still talking?
I watched Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2. They didn't have Army of Darkness on there.
So Army of Darkness has this weird thing that's like it's owned by somebody else. That's why they can't reference it in Ash versus the Evil Dead.
As like they call him El Jefe, but they can't say like the chosen one from the
like,
future.
The Army of Darkness is completely like cut off from that aspect because it was made by somebody else.
Fuckers.
Yeah.
So I love Army of Darkness.
Because
though.
I guess season 3 is about the Army of Darkness.
Okay.
That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true.
It's so good.
But they had to find a way around it because of like certain trademarks and shit like that.
I loved watching Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2 back to back before.
What do you like more?
Evil Dead 2.
So do I.
Yeah.
It's way more polished and it's the exact same fuck. Isn't that weird?
It's
a sequel, but it's the exact same fucking movie.
Yeah. It's almost like he was like, dude, can we do this with a budget now and add more?
But why call it 2?
I don't know. Call it Evil Dead.
Deader. Yeah, Evil Deader. Like, that's like, I mean, it
That'd
is
cool.
legit the exact same. When I watched it, I was like, oh, I can't wait to watch the second one because this one looked rough.
It was a college student.
Yeah, I know.
Film.
It's an indie film, but
yeah.
You watch the second one, you're like, my God, this is shot for shot. And they showed the beginning of the first film in the fucking second film.
Yeah. He made it during college,
yeah.
Evil Dead, on obviously a fucking shoestring budget.
Dude.
His Delta.
He might as well have just been taking Polaroid shots and then flipping them together.
It's wild.
Yeah, it's bad looking.
The sound, the overdubbing is horrible. Like
horrific.
Horrific. Like, he's like, hey, how's it going?
But there's been nothing.
You're like, oh, the mic fell.
Yeah.
And they kept it.
That was the only shot. Film cost money then. It wasn't digital, you know?
Yeah, he's literally like, act. Please.
Yeah, everyone, we have one role.
I don't have another squib. You have to do it.
But there was no other movie that was like that
Nothing.
Genre. And it started a kind of a genre as well.
It feels more classic than even some of the most classic horror films. Like, it has more, like, I guess, B-roll cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It has more gore.
Mm-hmm.
And it has more, like, what is that called? Like, campy, silly, like, tropes. Like, the fucking, like, eeriness, the camera movements, the fucking, like, I'm fucking enthralled by, like, who Ash is, all the evil around him, the way the evil, like, works.
Right.
It's so unique. It's more unique than most, like, slasher horror franchises.
Yeah, I'll give
like,
you that.
Like, Ash versus the Evil Dead is so unique. Like, that the dead is the way they are, how they come after him, like, how they... like, try to warp his mind and inhabit souls of dead people to fuck with him. And then eventually they're like, I'm going to come get you, son of a bitch. Oh, it's Ash the Slasher. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Evil,
like,
evil ends up hating him.
Yeah, they're just like, bro, you suck, bro.
I like Todd and the Book of Pure Evil so much because it felt like a syndicated run of Ash.
Yeah. And now you get Ash versus Evil Dead, obviously.
And then,
but,
and it is so, dude,
so
Bruce Campbell,
funny.
Incredible. He's amazing.
He's so damn charming.
Yeah.
It's like a Nathan Fillion in like Firefly.
Times a thousand though.
Yeah.
I never watched, I could
well,
not
no,
get into
but
fucking
if you watch
Firefly,
you're like, oh, thank God for Nathan Fillion.
Okay.
What a fucking God among
I did
peasants.
Like him as a K-6 or whatever.
Yeah. He's
Destiny.
Super fucking charming and really funny. And there's another dude. He was in Tucker and Dale versus Evil. He's this little dude. He's in Firefly as well.
Okay.
Like his name's like Alex, like Turtle or something like that.
Turtle. What do you give Ash versus?
Oh, all the Evil Deads. I give Evil Dead 1 like a 7.5 because there are parts where you're just like, my God, I'm not high enough. The Evil Dead 2 is fucking awesome.
Did you watch the remake?
I love the fucking remake.
The remake's so tight.
The remake is almost a 10 horror film for me. It's up there with like Hills Have Eyes for me.
Yeah. That is where we have our fucking generational movies that came out, although they were remakes. Because the Hills Have Eyes
didn't
is a remake.
Fuck itself. Neither did Hills Have Eyes.
I agree. Did we do Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah.
We did. Okay, right on.
That's a remake as well.
And then not bad.
It's
not as good as I remember.
One of the top 10.
Yeah, not as good as I remember, but it's still like
it's
pretty
one
tight.
Of the top 10 because it has every ingredient there.
Isn't it strange that no one was really bitching about remakes and reboots when it was like The Hills Have Eyes, Texas
yeah.
Chainsaw Massacre? Well, people did kind of get up about that. In Evil Dead,
it
Evil
was
Dead
was
kind of like
effort made though.
Yeah, it was made by people that were fans of the original and wanted to keep it.
Making Lion King is like, can we make a lion's mane worth of money?
Yes.
Do it.
Yeah.
Aladdin, everyone needs it. No.
Yeah.
No one needs it.
Yeah.
Oh, Princess Bride, that's a little dated. Fuck off.
Well, do you think
it's done?
Do you think that like it's because would you have ever watched the original Hills Have Eyes?
The I would have at this point in time in my life, yes.
Maybe, but...
Maybe, but because I've watched Zombie. I've watched, like, Night of the Living Dead. Those are not high-budget films, but they are classics of the horror genre.
Sure, but I'm saying that, like, the fact that they put Hills Have Eyes in the theaters, you're like, oh, this looks cool.
I was in love with it.
But at our age, what? We were, like, 20-ish? 21?
Probably.
Yeah, so we were like, oh, let's go see Hills Have Eyes. That looks cool. It looks like a neat flick. Because you were, like, one of the only people that were like, yeah, I'll go see a movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, why does everyone hate fucking going to the theaters?
I'm, like, amazed by the Hills Have Eyes.
The beginning
still.
Of that movie, that bah, like, that horrifying. One guitar note or whatever the fuck it is so
oh, yeah,
because
it, like, rattles.
Yeah. In the theater, it was just, like, and you're seeing all the explosions of the nukes and shit. God, that movie's
good.
It's,
like, yellow brown the whole time.
But Evil Dead, the remake, I don't know if you watch it. I have that if you want to borrow it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I've seen it, like, 3 times.
The blood scene, the raining blood, is fucking wild.
The outside scene at the end of that film is so fucking evil and like metal. It's so badass.
The cut it from like the fucking, oh man, it's fucking creepy.
There's so many callbacks. Like the tapping of the fucking bench on the porch.
Yeah.
When he walks in is in obviously Evil Dead 1, 2 and Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Wasn't there an Evil Dead 3?
Uh-uh.
Okay, that is just Army of Darkness.
That's Army of Darkness, yeah. It's fucking,
I have that as well if you want to borrow it.
It's so dope, man. I don't know. I'm in love with Evil Dead. Like, it's...
You are.
Probably one of my favorite franchises.
Huh.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that. Who knew?
True Detective, season 3.
Oh.
Have you seen this?
I was like, season 1, you badass.
Have you seen season 3?
I have not.
Dude, your boy, Stephen Dorff.
Who? Where was it? Deacon Frost was in that?
Deacon fucking... He's not...
Who's you talking about?
He's not hooting dry blood or anything. Listen
what?
To techno. decrypting glyphs from vampires.
Okay, tell me about the fucking True Detective season 3.
It's tight.
2 fell off so hard.
Dude, season 3 is sick as fuck. I can't remember... I can never remember this dude's name.
Isn't his name like Ali...
No, it's
Mashawana.
It starts with an M. Yeah, he's about to be the new Blade. He was in House of Cards as the Whip.
Yeah,
he is
really like serious, like chiseled face.
Dude,
yeah,
it's neat because like he's an old dude losing his memory, talking about this one crime. They show him young going through the crime, and then he's also like 10 years after the crime, talking about the crime because they're releasing the suspect that they held.
Watching, so, like, wearing cardigans and shit.
So
like,
it's 3 different time periods that all cut, and it's shot fucking incredible. It really draws you in because you have to stay focused on which timeline is talking.
Can't believe you watched that.
Dude, it's fucking really tight.
But is it really tight villain?
I have not seen all of it yet.
Oh.
I've only watched the first, like, 2 episodes. Josie and I, because we went Mindhunter, and I saw True Detective.
And you're
and I
like,
saw,
that'll do.
I saw him, though, and I was like, I will fuck with this for sure. Because that I like that dude a lot. He's good. And then we were watching. Josie's like, "Who the fuck is that dude?" I'm like,
"You know."
I was like, "I think it's Deacon Frost." And she was like, "She's like, it's Stephen Dorff." And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "I kind of had that like, but he looks weird because he has long hair."
Yeah,
longer. You would love it. You should watch it
because the reason I loved season 1 has had such a confident villain.
It's not going to be season
1. Because,
I mean, dude, fucking you got Matthew McConaughey acting his fucking ass off and Woody Harrelson killing it.
Yeah.
And that show was, that season was so evil.
Oh, God.
And
it
like,
was so demonic
and voodoo-y
evil.
And and all that type of stuff that I don't know if they can do that again to make it like that.
Like him in those caves when he's like, come die with me, little prince.
Dude.
I'm like, nope. Blow your brains out.
Honestly, I might watch that season 1 again.
Season 1 is so hard.
I'll probably
hard.
Finish season 3 and I'll probably watch season 1 because that season's great.
I'm
going to
watch
great.
Season 3 now.
You should. Yeah, I think you'll dig it.
Okay.
Like I said, Deacon Frost is killing it. And I haven't seen him in fucking forever.
He'd been chilling on that Blade money.
I guess. I'm the blood
going
god.
Going to Comic-Cons being like, yo, you guys want me to like, slice something with a sword or
yeah it's like girlfriend's like will you just get off the couch I'm the blood god
fun stuff
the blood god paid for that cereal you're eating.
This is one I think you should watch too.
Right now though, True Detective, I'm gonna give it like 8 deep impacts.
Okay,
sorry.
No, you're fine
yeah
dude.
I know I'm fine.
You're fine,
thank
just,
you
I'm telling you you
all
are
right
because I have to reassure you all the time nowadays.
You do.
Tony holds him up tight.
Not confident.
Taking of Palom 1-2-3.
Okay, is this the one with John Travolta?
Yeah, and it's a remake of a classic film.
Is it about a train?
Yep. About a metro train
in
under
Paris, correct?
Nope, just
no.
New York. Denzel Washington is a lowly conductor reporter guy, like on the mic from like the station.
Sure.
Being like, hey, Palom 1-2-3,
he's
you're green to go.
No, yeah, he it's like the flight planner.
Coordinator,
but the train.
And they're like, you know, John Travolta's this ex...
He's bald in that movie with like a horrible goatee, right?
Horrible goatee.
Yeah, I think I might have seen this.
Looks like a penis head with like marker drawn on it.
Yeah.
And he's like an ex Wall Streeter who found out that if he hijacks a train and parks it in a tunnel and uses a Wi-Fi signal... And like can like download $100 million from like trades because it's affecting the stock market because he's holding up that whole district like block.
Right.
So they're like clearing out buildings. Right. And so stocks are falling.
Right.
And he can buy
when they're low.
And then they rebound. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay. Like that you're shooting people in the face. He shoots. Okay. This movie is fucking stupid. He's literally like...
Why are you recommending that I watch it?
No, because it's like up your alley.
Wow. This movie's so fucking dumb.
Oh, it's so dumb, dude. It's so dumb cool.
Paul would love it.
But like, dude, there's a lot of... It's like the the movie like Phone Booth. Like it's like that whole...
With fucking...
Or like Deja Vu. Like it's just those movies.
I do fuck with some Deja Vu.
Dude, Deja Vu's fun.
Yeah, that... Man, that movie makes... Little to no sense. But
none whatsoever.
Do I own the fuck out of it?
I'm going to go meet the girl from the past future.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in the ball.
I think they're in love. Not really
sure. Who knows? I think I've met you before. Huh? Are you my dad?
Yeah. Do we have deja vu?
Am I pregnant? Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I give it like a 5 out of 10 Deep Impacts.
What made you watch that?
It was on and I was depressed.
Was this YouTube TV?
No, this is Netflix.
Okay, so it wasn't on. You chose it.
I chose it. But man, oh man, dude, it was like everything you shouldn't do as a terrorist. Like Hans didn't do this at like Nakatomi Tower. Like he shoots everyone that like talks back. He's like down 7 out of like 15 fucking people in the first half hour. He's just like, did you sneeze? That's what you get. That's what you got when you mess with me. I'm Wall Street.
Is it good? So 5?
Like I enjoyed it enough.
All right, fair enough. South Park. I've been watching, You've been watching a ton of South Park. Member Berries is what I wanted to mention to you, but we already talked about that. And PC Principal is my fucking favorite. I have to find the seasons for you to watch. There's a Game of Thrones episode that you'll absolutely love. It's about PlayStation 4 and Xbox One coming out.
Yeah.
The Council Wars.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Like, fucking Kenny is... the Targaryen, the girl, Daenerys. Yeah, and like Cartman's always walking in the garden and like trying to fuck people. He's like, because you know, this is about us. And he's like, he said that to somebody else, you know? And he's like, shut the fuck up. And the dude's like, get out of my fucking garden. he's like, he's going to screw you over. He said that to so many people. It's really good.
He's supposed to be like Varys?
Exactly like Varys, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, dude, it's the smart, we were talking about this, and it's like the smartest fucking show.
Oh, so smart and poignant and fucking like it defines the moments that it really
I think it's good that they were trying to do like small story arcs and stuff like that. Fucking oh god, who's the dude that Mr. Had?
Oh, Mr. Garrison. Yeah,
he turns into Trump.
Yeah,
and his leading and his vice president partner is Kendall Jenner,
model.
No, my
Kylie.
Bad. No, not the dad.
Oh, fucking yeah, I know. Caitlyn
Jenner. Yeah, yeah, and like so, the tongue's out, like
because it's the opposite of his running mate, which is anti-gay. So it's picks a tranny.
The weirdest thing ever, man. But it's so funny. God, it's so good. I South Park's a 10 for sure. Go ahead.
Also, I watched. I felt trying to hurt myself. I watched Two Towers by itself. Why not?
Two Towers?
Yeah.
What do you mean hurt yourself?
Well, I didn't. I haven't watched the fucking the Fellowship of the Ring in a very long time.
Fellowship kind of drags.
But it makes you want Two Towers.
A lot.
Going straight into Two Towers, you're like, look at all these weary bitches. Oh,
yeah.
Everyone's just crying their fucking eyes out. Oh, Helm's Deep. That's big and dumb.
I
like
it
because
the Ents. The Ents were, that was like the first introduction. And that was also the first Lord of the Rings I saw in theaters. Well, actually, ever was Two Towers, because someone was like, hey, let's go see Two Towers. It looks awesome.
You're like, stoned as hell.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm 14. Let's do it, dude.
Ripped.
Cool. Let's get stoned and watch some trees talk. But yeah, and I absolutely loved it. That's what made me fall in love with the series. And then I watched the extended cut of Fellowship, and I was like, good Lord,
well,
there's a lot of...
That's a rough one.
Fucking fireworks and dumb shit that I don't care about.
I love the establishing shots of, like, New Zealand. Beautiful.
Well,
beautiful
an
lands.
An extra 40 minutes of it is not necessary.
Gorgeous. It's like watching a documentary of New Zealand.
You know that Amazon owns Lord of the Rings now?
No.
And they're about to put out a series of Lord of the Rings? that's going to cost like $200 million per episode.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You mean 20?
No, 200.
That's like a movie budget.
Yeah, off the rip, they said they had to spend $450 million just to get the rights and for the first episode.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You're not going to make that back on subscriptions.
That's coming our way. Dude, honestly, Amazon's... After The Boys and Good Omens, I'm like, okay. Do what you want.
You know I'm watching... I finished a third show on Amazon.
Oh, shit.
Undone. It's brand new. It's a fully rotoscope filmed show, like Scanner Darkly.
Oh, wow.
So, they're actors, obviously.
Yeah, I understand.
Dude! Melt your face off,
is it good?
It's fucking sick. It's got Bob Odenkirk.
Wait, hold on real quick. What do you think about Two Towers?
I feel like it goes in the middle of a trilogy very well, but you need to watch everything in order for it to entertain in any way.
I do not remember Return of the King almost at all.
Dude.
I watched the first two movies a lot, never get to the third one because they're so goddamn long.
Minas Tirith is dope as fuck. Trebuchets, so tight. Throwing rocks. But the trebuchets in Minas Tirith are stupid because they put square rocks in them and throw them. So they just land on the ground. They don't roll.
Yeah, you're not going to get much destruction.
You put a boulder in there, you tumble through them.
Yeah, just like bowling pins.
Exactly.
I got you.
sorry. So Undone is this totally animated fucking rotoscope filmed show about this chick who gets into this traumatic car accident because she's this depressive chick, and then starts seeing her dead dad, Bob Odenkirk. And he's pretty much like, yo, I'm so fucking glad you're here. Like, this is another plane of existence. If life, the way a human sees it, are these little building blocks here on the floor, a human sees it from the floor. So they all look like walls or pretty much like tunnels that you go through straight. We're seeing it from up here. So we can see the blocks. We can move the blocks. And she, like, goes and changes things in the past. Like, manipulates stuff. Like, warps her reality. It's fucked up.
How long?
It's, like, 8 episodes. Like,
half hour?
30 minute apiece. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds fucking
cool. But they're really... It's really sad and artsy.
No, of course.
It is totally artsy. But it also ends on a note that me and Courtney were like, yeah, fuck off. You know? Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. God damn it. Just these like leave it open to interpretation ending bullshits. Yep. Like,
it's not a finite thing of what you want.
Not at all.
Now, is it supposed to go more?
I think so. It's the first season that launched like a week ago.
There you go. Dude.
There you go.
There you go. What do you give it?
No, there you go. Eight deep in picks.
I watched Welcome to Marwen.
Boring.
Have you seen this?
Heard it was a dud.
So it's Steve Carell he got beat up because he liked to wear women's shoes by a bunch of like Nazis, and it's based on a true story, I guess. And he used to be an artist, and he literally gets his memory beaten the shit out of him, so he doesn't understand why he owns all these women's shoes. He thought he was married. They're like, no, you just like those. And he's like, okay. And he can't draw anymore. He lost the ability to draw, so now he takes pictures of World War II. But he puts his attackers as Nazis, and his last name's Hoganham or something like that. He puts himself and kind of like gets through, like it's like a rehab or something like that for him.
Yeah.
And then he takes pictures and shit like that. The movie is kind of boring.
I just heard it was a boring.
It was like 2 hours long.
Yeah.
The end is fucking very powerful. And then there's like some of the stuff where they beat you over the brow because it's like good metaphors.
Yeah.
Because there's like a painkiller that's represented by like the Blue Witch of Belgium or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And she's obviously the painkiller that is his addiction that's stopping him from being able to move on with his life.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you're Hoagie's addiction. You're never going to get near him again. I'm like, okay, we all knew that. We didn't need that fucking line of exposition. Like,
you're smart.
But, dude, no, I'm not. And I understood that from fucking like a mile away. I was like, I got it.
But you're the smartest.
Because like she disappears one time and then turns into a pill next to his bed.
Yeah.
That says only take one. And then there's like four.
Yep.
Because he loves getting high. But yeah, I give it like a six. Six deep impacts.
Okay.
It's not terrible, but it's not like amazing either. Fucking Judd Apatow's wife is in it, and there's a super awkward moment where he kind of misreads the situation and thinks she loves him, so he proposes with like a purple heart. Super strange. And she's like, Hoagie, get up. It's one shot, stagnant shot for probably 2 minutes of him, her kind of like begging him to not do this.
Yeah.
And it is heartbreaking, and I wanted to leave the room as just like let it play out for itself. I'll be like, let me know when you guys are done.
Ew.
Yeah.
What a loser.
But yeah, it's sad. He does a decent enough job.
Yeah.
You know? It's no like fucking My Life is Dan or whatever the fuck. Or yeah. Little Miss Sunshine.
Ooh.
Like, he's like insanely depressed and good at it in those movies. This one's kind of in the middle of the road.
God, Little Miss Sunshine is so dope.
Little Miss Sunshine is incredible.
Also saw that Godzilla movie.
The new one.
Yeah.
King of the Monsters.
King of the Monsters.
How'd you feel about it?
Look at that Ghidorah.
Because I remember you're like, what'd you think? Is it worth seeing in the theaters? I was like, for the like 50 minutes of monster fighting? Yes. But goddamn it, do they not just try to shoehorn a fucking plot with people you don't give a shit about?
Stupid people.
We gotta talk to them. We gotta talk to Godzilla.
Turn on the Echo.
Oh my God.
No, you stole my Echo.
Dude, and it's so funny because like they're like, here's all the rad actors. We're gonna kill it. And then it's like, ugh. God, you fucking shot yourself in the foot again.
I was astonished at how little I cared about every human.
You're just like, please fucking get off the screen to show Godzilla. I just want to see Mothra again. Looks please. So tight.
Yeah, beautiful little Mothra. I want to see her.
Yeah, did they fuck at one point? I'm not really sure.
God, that's so cute.
Dude, did you notice that? Like, yeah. They were like, she's the queen and he's the king. I'm like, how does that bone
where's
work?
That baby?
Yeah, where's his dick? Where's that pussy? I want to see you go.
Flutter on his little cock.
Yeah, what, did she just like fucking do the butterfly like mist on him or some shit?
He just takes it in.
But yeah, like that was a strange plot device.
Ghidorah was amazing.
Ghidorah looked fucking sick.
I love Ghidorah.
Do you remember that Godzilla like fucking movies that we watched, the animated one?
Yeah.
And how cool Ghidorah was, but like how terrible.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, dude, like Godzilla has such awesome mythos and amazing shit behind it, and the monsters look incredible. Somehow they just really fuck the fucking people in it.
It really is a terrible time with the people.
Anytime it's like...
It's got a 6 out of 10 deep impacts for me because the people just get in the goddamn way.
Honestly, if you gave me enough of like, hey, we're right here right now and we're doing this, and then it went back to the monsters, if they made the cut of that that's like 40 minutes long, I would it'd be like a 10.
I dug seeing his home.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot. I was like, shut up and leave the area. I just want to see it. I was like seeing like Shadow of the Colossus like...
It's incredible.
Zone.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Like I said, like they nailed
then
it on...
they blew it up!
Yeah. They nailed it on so many levels and then shit the bed on so many others.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I wanted to see so much more of the other creatures.
That's another thing. They were like, King of the Monsters, look at them all. But you'll see him for about 15 seconds at the
There's
end.
There's its leg. See you later.
Yeah, and then at the end, they'll all kind of praise Godzilla for some reason you don't really know about. Anyways, later, credits.
He's got Mothra juice.
Yeah. Yeah, brought him back to life for some reason. No idea why.
Radical.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Six out of 10?
Yeah.
I think I gave it like a 7, because like I said, I haven't... What did you rent it?
I forget. Yeah, I did.
Okay. I was like, is that streaming somewhere? Spider-Man Far From Home. Did you watch this yet?
I did.
Okay, cool. Fuck yeah. What'd you think?
Man, dude, I want to kick it with Jake Gyllenhaal.
I loved this movie.
Courtney loved it, too.
And Josie
was right that it was very Spider-Verse-y.
Yes. She nailed it, and she was like, we were watching, she's like, no joke, probably 10 times, she's like, I love this movie, while we were watching it for the first time.
She was like the same. She's like, they're not all like this. I'm like, no, I think you like... That it's that a humor of a high schooler and like the thoughts of a high schooler versus adult situations fully.
Mm-hmm.
More like a kid in an adult universe being like, yo, fuck. Like, yo, I'm a fucking kid.
He's really
versus adults being like, we're fucking adults.
This is our calling.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I want to live a little. Like, I get it. Like, with the responsibility and great power thing is hit home so well without having to fucking say it every 14 minutes. Oh, it's so good.
It shows up so well.
What was it? Dark Monkey? What was the fucking Black Monkey?
Night Monkey?
Night Monkey.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
And that's obviously a play on like Spider-Man Noir.
Yeah.
And I really dug that costume. Looks amazing. Did you see the Mysterio thing happening?
You have to be more specific. He was in the movie a lot.
Right. But I'm saying, did you like understand like...
What was happening with Mysterio?
Yeah.
No.
Wow. Okay. So I knew going in.
No.
Because I've read.
I was like, he's really in the room. He's really fighting.
Yeah. Like
the water. Peter's wet.
Yeah. So like I knew how that
was done.
Well,
he's a master of illusion.
Correct.
Correct. I didn't.
I believe he was in the comics. He was a special effects artist that wanted to be like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So he made it look like he was like fighting these things. And then it turns out that he was like the master of illusion. And
correct.
Then, but then he uses his master of illusion later on. But I think that was the first story, if I'm not mistaken.
That son of a bitch, though, man. He was crazy.
But really good. I mean, like, and that was kind of like, it was neat because I knew the backstory of the character to watch kind of her go through the motions and like see it play out. Like, it's weird. It's almost like, it's not like I made the movie, but it was kind of like watching someone but it was like,
you had a hand.
Well, just knowing, like when you were watching Hereditary, like I almost wanted to watch your expression from the movie rather than the movie, because I've already seen it. I'm like, how is he going to react when he understands that a telephone pole is about to come out of nowhere?
It was tense. I was very like, but motherfucker,
Into the Spider, or fuck, Spider-Man Far From Home, 10 out of 10, deep impact.
Yeah, it was great.
It's like almost like a perfect movie.
It was a great time.
There's some CGI that looks kind of bullshitty.
Also, there is some real shocking shit at the very post.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch all the extras after that one.
Because you're like, wait, what? And then Sony's like, by the way, no more Disney. You're like, fucking hell. Wow, what do we do from here now?
Why leave it so gaping open?
Because that was the end of Phase 4, technically. That was the last movie of Phase 4. Yeah. It wasn't Endgame. It was this movie.
Yeah.
So this is fucking teeing up Phase 5.
You have to see other movies to see that, though.
Yeah.
You really do.
I don't know, man. I don't know how they're going to do it.
There's a lot of mystery at the end of it.
But I don't know how they're going to do it now that Sony... I'm sure they'll come back.
We'll figure something out. We'll figure something out, Paul.
Boardwalk Empire, I'm going to start watching.
Thank you for telling me what you might do.
Well, no, I started watching it, and I was like, ah, this looks like a lot. I'm going to... True Detective.
Why do you need to watch that?
I don't know. I heard it's really good.
It's a lot.
Steve Buscemi, though, dude.
Yeah?
I think there's only like six seasons.
I don't think I'm going to watch it.
That's fair. I don't know, man. When I saw Deadwood and unlocked that gold mine, I was like, honestly, HBO kills it at a lot of shit. I might want to check out
their
other
shows
stuff.
Are perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I might want to check out what else they have, because I'm like, ooh, Boardwalk Empire, ooh, we're smuggling booze, I'm Buscemi with my weird eyes.
It's probably going to give you a Peaky Blinders boner.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't write that down. I finished Peaky Blinders. Fucking rad.
Fucking rad.
October 5th, baby boy, season 5. And they're slated for 7 or 8 seasons.
Is it called Unnecessary?
No.
The 5th season?
But damn, you were totally right. It did wrap itself right up. Got rid of some characters that really enjoyed.
For sure.
And I was,
is the end of everything.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. And then I looked and I was like, well, season 5 is right now.
I think they were like, dude, there's literally a Peaky Blinders festival that people hold.
Really?
Like, yeah. In fucking England, there's a fucking Peaky Blinders fest that goes on in that area every year. It's so popular. It's so fucking fun. Like, Kieran was, or what's his name?
Cillian
Murphy's so good.
Yeah, he's incredible.
And we didn't kill him. We can do it.
And okay, I will say, how do you feel about Adam Brody?
Oh, something I'm gonna shoot you in my Italian.
No, not anywhere near.
So anyways, I'm Italian, the only son from New York. Oh, I could kill you if I wanted. That's why I give you the black hand.
He was really honing in on some.
Dude, he was like
dirty Sicilian
godfather out the fucking dick hole.
Like old, like Michael from the old country.
Yeah, it sounded kind of fake.
He don't know nothing but pasta.
Fake and shitty at times.
And
it's like,
Adrian Brody, so I know he's also not a Sicilian.
I don't know, man.
He didn't transform the way like Tom Hardy did. Or
Tom Hardy's perfect
dude,
in that show.
He's
one of my favorite things about
it. He's so wild.
He's so good. It's incredible.
It's almost like, yeah, like putting him next to Tom Hardy as a sub-character for the main characters.
Yeah.
It didn't hold as strong.
That beach scene sucked.
Yeah.
That sucks so much.
Yeah.
All right. What else you see? That's all that I've seen.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, I know. That was a bummer, dude, because I'm like, there's more seasons?
But you don't have to. You don't have to.
Yeah, you guys are friends.
Come on. All right. That was depressing.
What else you see?
The movies
Can't
of the week.
Adult, mate. He's going to be really, really, really bummed out. Yeah.
Movies of the week.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, cool. It's up in the test of Tony. We watched Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, the one with Jessica
Biel. Wow. Alba. And I believe fucking the singer from Stone... Or, oh, God damn
what?
It. He looks... the. Her boyfriend,
Allison Chains.
No, he looks exactly like the dude from Audioslave, Chris Cornell.
Her boyfriend,
the motherfucker that looks like Chris Cornell.
Oh,
like he looks like a young
he's,
Chris Cornell.
Fuck, what is he in?
Black Hole Sun, the video.
No, he's not.
Like a Stone, bro. Show me how to live.
What's he in? Stone Temple Pilots.
No, that's the Audioslave. That's what I got fucked up on because I was thinking Like a Stone. It's Audioslave.
Oh,
Chris Cornell's in. And he was also in the band, wow, that I can't think of right now.
Jane's
Black
Addiction?
Hole Sun. No, Black
Who?
Hole Sun. Chris Cornell. Do you remember Audioslave? It was like part of fucking
Husker Du,
Rage Against the Machine, fronted by Chris Cornell of the band that played Black Hole Sun, which I can't remember right now. God damn, who did Black Hole Sun? I'm drawing a hard blank.
What? Soundgarden.
There you go. Yeah, Chris Cornell was in Soundgarden and in Audioslave, and you just kept naming other bands. You're like Stone Temple Pilots,
Husker Du.
I don't even. Sonic Youth? I don't know, dude.
The Sex Pistols?
Was it Live? Jane's Addiction? I can't remember. I fucking love Live.
In Excess? Where am I? Dave Navarro?
Yeah. That is Jane's Addiction. And that dude looks like him, too.
Okay. Fuck me. Okay. So this movie was a reimagining of the first Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
When was the last time you saw the original?
Fuck, a long time.
So when I bought the new one, it came with the original.
Yeah.
And same thing with like Amityville Horror with fucking our boy Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
It's weird. Did you want a sip of Red Bull?
I was seeing if you had any left because I felt bad. I was chugging and you haven't been sipping.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been fucking. That thing's been creamed since about 3 minutes in. Yeah. So the original one is kind of rough. I don't know if you remember, but they have a friend in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And like they're trying to push him through like the woods at the end.
Okay.
Do you remember?
Slightly.
Because he's like tripping over, well, not tripping, tripping. He's getting wheeled over branches and fucking, yeah. Like, they're just like, off-roading, you're annoying, yeah. You suck, I hate you. I just dropped my phone. And like, oh man, the original is pretty wild, but the opening to this movie.
Yes.
With the hitchhiker.
Yeah.
And the vagina gun.
Vagina gun popped out.
Dude, and that shot of them screaming in horror looking at it, and pans it goes through the mouth and hole of the head, and then through the hole of the... That is one of the tightest shots in a horror movie ever.
Out one of the back coolest. Window.
Yeah, that's one of the coolest beautiful. Things ever. The dude from Full Metal Jacket, the...
Arlie Ermey.
Yeah, he is fantastic in it.
Yes.
Dude, the movie works really well.
No, there's totally solid... Like family characters, and
not as good as the original Texas Chainsaw, no. Obviously.
The mom was really creepy. The young mom, where she's like, "That's not your baby,"
with and the weird stolen baby spot plotline like, that we never was really creepy, understood.
And the fat mom, like watching her, and like,
yeah,
they act
ish.
The kids act enough. The nerd kid acts a lot.
He's good.
Yeah,
I liked him. The Jessica Biel is not good.
Jessica
in it.
Biel's abs are acting.
Yeah.
They're acting strong and tight.
Yeah, they're holding her core up.
They're
well.
Holding her butt and core up.
Dude,
but
fucking the scene where the dude gets his leg chopped off in the fucking the sheets.
Yeah.
What a neat. There's really, well, it's cinematography is really good on the movie.
I loved how every shot of.
Could you. Go ahead.
What? Oh. Like, I loved seeing. What's his fucking face? Like, what's it? Leatherface. Oh,
okay.
Like, I loved every scene with him.
Yeah, he looks amazing.
He looked amazing.
Dude, when the boyfriend's face is on him, I was like, I forgot about that fucking weird turn.
Yeah.
Because he, like, turns, and you're just like, why does he look so... Ew. I hate this.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, fuck it. But could you imagine walking up to that house without a driveway in the middle of fucking nowhere and knocking on that door?
A field leads to a house? No.
Legit would kill myself before knocking.
No. I'd turn around, I'd go glance at it and go, bye.
Yeah, never. Not in a million years. Can I use your telephone? Fucking pervy old dude.
I don't need that tourniquet.
Sorry.
Turns out.
Yeah. I'll let him die.
I'll bleed out.
Don't care. Do not care.
No. It's the same. It's the same idea. Like, oh, there's a desolate gas station. Like, wonder if
the gas station wasn't. Well, until you walk in, and you're like, why does everything have dead flies on it rotting?
Like, why is there a piece of pie with maggots?
How do they make money, do you think?
That's just the thing. It's like almost like you own that property. There's no taxes on it because that town probably went bunk.
Yeah, okay.
And you just exist. That's what I'm guessing when you see that shit.
Yeah.
Is that there's no one to enforce property tax.
Yeah, it used to be a meat factory and used to be kind of blooming-ish.
Yeah. Like and something in the 60s, happened. It was good.
Yeah.
Now we're just a debunked town.
That's so wild. Maybe thinking of that makes me want to watch Silent Hill a lot.
The scene in the locker... In the slaughterhouse,
like
very good.
Yeah,
very cool scene.
I really enjoy the flick.
It's an enjoyable fucking.
I mean, you said that it was like in your top 10 of like
of remakes
in our kind of time of movies coming out, like our classic go tos.
Yeah,
our
new,
generation,
New Evil Dead.
Yeah,
new Hills Have Eyes.
I definitely give it like a 7.5 or an 8. Totally watchable and especially rewatchability as well. Because it was a blast.
I agree with that assessment.
Dude, when he puts him on the meat hook, the dude that got his leg cut off.
With the piano.
The salt.
Yeah.
And then
smacks it and ties it.
Yeah, but in the fucking meat bag, like the stuff that it's good. It's
he
good.
Uses, I don't know how every member of the family isn't dead from dysentery.
Yeah.
But he's over there just sewing things with rusty needles and like yarn and using like, yeah, like meat packing paper with like rock salt.
Did you ever see Texas Chainsaw Massacre at the beginning?
It's no, but I know what you're talking about.
Honestly, there are such neat moments. It's bad, but there are such neat moments to like give an origin to Leatherface.
Yeah.
It works on some type of level, just not much.
Not much.
I would recommend it to you, though.
Okay, thank you.
Movie of the week. We watched The Fall of Reach.
Yeah, so...
Sorry.
I apologize to you. I should have known that it was actually Forward Unto Dawn, the Neil Blomkamp production, not the... let's call it an N64 emulator graphics.
I started watching this and I was like, whew, this looks like Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
It was really legit, looks like high-end N64 animation.
I would say PlayStation 2.
Fuck me.
I would say PlayStation 2.
It's rough.
Yeah. It's almost like it's like the original Xbox. It looks bad. And it is not that great of a... There's
not even a great story. Not even a great story.
Well, it's Master Chief.
It's John 363, but that's about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's like, no, I'm going to be strong, but we think you're not strong. I'll prove
I didn't know
it
that they
to
gave,
you.
I didn't know that they gave them adamantium skeletons and
no,
shit.
No, for sure, yeah. I remember like reading lore like, to where it was like, oh, no, John's like a demon. Like that dude is like almost like as horrifying as he is heroic. Like people are like, oh, the mutant's here. Like, the demon incarnate. Let him after the Reapers or whatever.
Yeah. That was another thing. I was like, man, we did not see a Halo villain until the last 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Josie was like, oh, cool. I remember these. I remember these. I'm like, you walked in on a good part.
Oh, grunt. Great.
Yeah, because, oh, my God. Not even a cool. I was like, I hope they show a hunter. Mm-mm.
Oh, fuck no.
Not a hunter to be
now,
seen.
Watch Forward Unto Dawn.
We will. That'll be the next one. So what do you give this? There's not much to say about it.
You get brutes, hunters, everything. Yeah, not much to say. Don't watch this unless you really want to watch.
If you're super into Halo, you'd probably like it. I'm not like a big fan of Halo. Like,
I'm not a huge Halo fan either.
I've played the first one with you. We did the co-op.
Yeah.
And that was enjoyable. But for the most part, I don't really fuck with Halo like all that much.
No.
So the lore doesn't really intrigue me. And this movie was boring as fuck. Give it like a 4 deep impact.
I give it 3. It's not worth anything.
All right. So next week, we're going to do Full Metal Jacket for Tess of Tony. That was Josie's pick. She's been wanting to watch that. Probably because we watched fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And she was like, yo, you should watch. If you want to see him be good and really homophobic, go here.
He is he's a great drill instructor.
In movie of the week, we'll do Halo Forward Unto Dawn.
Yes.
Not Halo Out of Reach or whatever the fuck it was. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.